Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Back in on the drive. We'll get to three up, three down momentarily. But right now, the Royals lineup is out today. Batting leadoff, John Jay, Jorge Soler, Mike Moustakas, Salvador Perez, Whit Merrifield, Hunter Dozier, Alex Gordon, Alcides Escobar, and Ian Kennedy gets a chance at the plate tonight as the Royals are in the National League Park. That means Ian Kennedy will waste our time.
Who wants, like, raise your hand if you want to see Ian Kennedy hit. I have no interest in that, man. We talk about speeding games up. Put the DH in the National League. I mean, that would speed the games up. We got to watch Ian Kennedy hit tonight. Seriously?
It would just be a lot more fun, you know?
I would
like watching baseball more if I didn't have to do that, though.
Here's the other thing, too. I was looking this up last night, and I'm fascinated with the whole John Jay. And the analytic people are going to freak out on me here. But, because they only say you only lead off a game one time. Like, the Royals are 8-6 when Whit Merrifield leads off. John Jay is like, I mean, I know he's an on-base guy, but, God, they don't win when he leads off. And I know there's a lot of factors, pitching, who's pitching, the guy that you're throwing. I know all that stuff. I don't understand why they bounce Whit around to, like, first, second, fifth, sixth in the lineup. And just stick with the damn lineup. I think the analytics guys are throwing the lineup down the net every single night.
Ian Kennedy is hitting .129 in his career. I mean, in 186 games, and he has 397 plate appearances. He has hit a home run, though.
Has he?
So, I mean, he has hit a home run before. Neat. I look forward to seeing Ian Kennedy. I mean, I'm shocked they're not batting him. I'm shocked they're not batting him fifth like Alcides Escobar today, you know?
I'm glad they don't have to. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It is our job in the show. Everybody has a role to play, you know?
Yeah.
Spectre's role is to hit the buttons from time to time.
And be a mole.
Your role is to be positive about the Royals, mm-hmm. and mine is to slash the tires of anybody who is currently on the Royals bandwagon. Time for three up, three down.
Let's start one up, C-Don, and I got a beauty for you to start things off. One up is, I don't know if you know this or not, this is really positive. This should make you feel good going into this game. The Royals are 15-14 in the new Busch Stadium. They got a winning record in the stadium that they're playing in tonight.
Well, I've got a down for you. One Danny Duffy continues to be a down for your Kansas City Royals. Of all the pitchers that qualify because of innings pitched for ERA, Danny Duffy has the worst ERA of anybody. Again, of every single pitcher that qualifies. Not just American League, not just National League.
What about Japan?
Of all of them, a 6.88 ERA. He's charging matinee prices at AMC right now with his ERA. That's my down.
On the positive side, he's got nowhere to go with up.
Very,
you
know, very
true. I mean,
true.
That's the way you can look at it.
If that's your up,
no, it's
that's
not. Good. It's not. That was a bonus one. Up number two for me is, and this is per Sports Info Solutions. Believe it or not, the Royals are fourth in baseball in hard hit rate. They are ranked higher than any National League baseball team. The Cardinals are ninth. The Royals are fourth in baseball in hard hit rate, which means they hit the ball hard, but apparently they hit it at people a lot.
I'm surprised that you're going to advance analytics
I'm
and
reaching
metrics
here, man.
In your up.
That ain't tells, a whole lot of positive
That tells
right
me
now.
There's not a whole lot of positive. I guess some might qualify this as a positive, but I think it was a negative. Courtesy of Jeffrey Flanagan, a nice crowd at Kauffman Stadium Saturday night. 33,684 for Bobblehead Day and Legends Day, and it was the biggest crowd since opening day. Did you guys hear it? It sounded like a Yankees game. It's really gotten to that point where one of the great baseball advantages you used to have at Kauffman Stadium, a place second to none when it came to watching a baseball game, has now become a tourist destination for for bandwagon fans like Yankee fans that have never stepped foot inside old or new Yankee Stadium, never been to New York, never even changed time zone before, but they own a Derek Jeter shirt or Aaron Judge shirt. Now they can come get tickets for cheap at your stadium and cheer on their team. Royals fans, you gotta show up for the boys in blue. Wait till the Cardinals come to town.
It's going to be red out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's going to be back to the days of having red foam fingers selling them out there.
Three up for me, and this is from Vern's Daily Notes, which you can check out on 610sports.com each and every day. Great content in there on the Royals. Alex Gordon made a pair of gorgeous catches in left field. He snagged a 106-mile-an-hour liner from Gleyber Torres in the fourth inning and a 108-mile-an-hour liner from Aaron Hicks in the eighth inning. The hit probabilities of those two liners were 71% and 90% respectively. So your typical left fielder would not have been able to catch those, C-Dot, but since we have one of the best in baseball, he made those plays.
The final down for today is I continue to again slash tires on the Royals bandwagon. There is only one team in all of Major League Baseball that has won fewer home games than your Kansas City Royals. They are the Chicago White Sox. Over the last 10, there is only one team in baseball that has fewer wins than your Kansas City Royals. That is the Arizona Diamondbacks, who even though they've been worse than the Royals in their last 10, they are still leading the NL West by a half game, but obviously still a lot to go. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to pop anybody's balloons at the Royals birthday party. But I don't got to tell you, you know, things ain't been going so hot for the boys in blue.
No, they haven't. They get off to that nice start. They win game one of the series against the Yankees, and then reality set in. See that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.